Dr. Audrey, tell us the communication gap between men and women. Where does it all begin?
It begins because we are different, and different is good. I mean, the last thing we want is for everybody to be the same. So I'm all about viva la difference. You know, sometimes we like to vilify men or vilify women for the quirky things that we do. But if we understand that it's just different, here's how men operate. When they ask you a question, they want a soundbite answer.
They don't want the whole story.
They don't want the whole story. Now, women relish detail. It's part of the fabric. And another motivation why women do that, we're trying to bond and connect.
Do guys get annoyed when we ask for more details? Is it better to just let them keep their answers vague?
Well, I don't think it is good to let them keep their answers vague. So if he says, that'll never work. Wow, your opinion's important to me. Tell me what parts won't work because I'd like to work on it. Draw it out of them. Let them know the relationship's important.
We're talking to Dr. Audrey Nelson about her book, Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen, on Kevin and Taylor in the Morning on 104.7 The Fish. Well, in addition to your book teaching us how men communicate, it also probably teaches some of the mistakes that women make when we're trying to convey a message to a guy. What are some of the biggest things we do wrong?
Well, the numero uno complaint that men have about women, and particularly in the business world, when a man asks you a question, try to answer it in one sentence. Will I have those numbers by the 30th? No, you won't have them by the 30th. And then he will probably come back and say, well, what's up? And then you can say the computers were down, we're not getting cooperation from the vendor, etc.
So don't give him the explanation until he asks for it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you want to hear something? Most men don't care.
Huh.
Just tell me. You know, even my 24-year-old college son, recent grad, says, Mom, I'm giving you 10 seconds max on your voicemail.
Wow.
And even Jeffrey waves me on as I'm taught, come on, get to the point.
Huh.
The other big one is listening. And men listen differently. And when women say, oh, men don't listen, they do listen. A man will repeat what you said. He will categorize it, enumerate it for you. When she says he doesn't listen, he's just not listening the way she would like it. And quite frankly, that's why women have girlfriends.
Yes.
And what that's about is men are not trained or taught, and quite frankly, even from a genetic and hardwired DNA, even the region of women's brain is bigger than men's in the empathy and compassion department. So when she tells her story, what she wants is some empathy. And men are not raised in our culture to be in touch with their feelings, let alone someone else's.
Right.
What he wants to do is kill it, drag it back to the cave, fix it, and solve it for you.
So how does a woman communicate with a man without getting her feelings hurt when there's
never any
empathy?
It's tough. I always tell women they need to set it up. They need to pre-cue it. You know, I don't need you to do anything. I don't want you to pick up the phone or tell me how to solve this. I'm just feeling a little down right now, and I just need a buddy to listen to me. Now, I want you to know, I know some men who are great at empathy, so it's not all men.
What are some of the traits when you say that you do know men that do have empathy, that will lend that sympathetic ear? What are some of the traits that they have?
One, they're a little free to talk about their feelings. Two, they can identify with your feeling. Boy, that must have been disappointing. You know, one of the Ten Commandments of masculinity is thou shalt not feel.
Yes.
And so when a guy says, man, I am really wiped out about this and I am so distraught, I can't focus or sleep at night. He's divulging his vulnerability.
Mm.
He's talking about his feelings. See, I can't relate to your feelings unless I'm in touch with my feelings. But unfortunately, by about 6, 7 years old, little boys are taught big boys don't
cry.
Take it like a man. And so they're told to stuff it.
What are some things, Dr. Audrey, that women can do to get their point across better to men? Say there's somebody listening that's going into a meeting this morning, crucial meeting with their boss. What are some things she can do walking in there so she knows when she walks out, she's got her message across?
First, she shows up dressed appropriately. Real important. Two is your verbal and nonverbal should match. So if you begin a conversation and you are going to make a serious point or you're going to throw some pretty heavy numbers or ideas at people, you want your tone of voice. You also need to be loud enough to be heard. You and I have met women who talk like little girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little girls.
That right there erodes your credibility. The other thing is to maintain eye contact. A lot of these are nonverbals. do your homework, show up prepared. I mean, one of the things that women have going against them is the credibility gap. So if you two show up to give a report, both the men and the women in the group will rank the man higher than the woman. We've known this for 30 years.
Taylor and I used to go to a lot of meetings, like corporate meetings together, and I always used to tell her that at some point they're going to go, someone needs to take notes, and no guy will volunteer.
That's
do
right.
Not volunteer to do that.
Yeah, I have heard this for 30 years in my work. All right, who's going to take notes? And they all look to the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even
right,
though she might outrank all of them.
Yeah, who's going to organize the office party? Women are in charge of social maintenance.
Yes.
We take care of people and relationships, but you're absolutely right. I always tell women, don't volunteer to take the notes.
We could go on so much longer, Dr. Audrey.
Good.
It's such a fascinating subject, but we've
Thank
got a
you.
Link to code switching, how to talk so men will listen.com from our website so people can learn more. And thank you so much for being on the show.
You bet. It was my pleasure.